This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Monday, February 22, 2021, The Solemnity of the Chair of St. Peter, by Father William Doc Holliday.
On this rock I will build my church. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There is much angst amongst us because of the current state of affairs in the church. It's unfortunate because, and I will be the first to raise my hand and point fingers at myself, that for us to have angst over the state of the church right now is not to believe what our Savior Jesus Christ says in this gospel passage. We never want to lose sight of the fact, and again, our righteous indignation can be summed up, but we have to appreciate the fact that at the end of the day, there is one word that speaks to our church, and that is rock. When we look at that motif, we look at this rock upon which our church is built. We have to understand that this rock, the solidity, well, the rock of Peter, what do the scriptures tell us is the first and foremost rock upon which this church is built? It's in Ephesians, and it's in the Psalms. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the chief stone of the corner. He is the foundation. The rock that is Peter is laid on that foundation. This is the solidity. It doesn't matter if the rock is cracked or if it shifts a bit. We look at the foundation, and that is the chief cornerstone, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we never want to lose sight of. This feast day, is this the feast day of the solemnity of Peter? No, it is not. It's the solemnity of the chair of St. Peter. The chair is the solidity. We are devoted to the papacy, not any particular individual that has ever held that, because there have been some glorious popes, and there have been some, let us just say, less than glorious popes. It is the chair of Peter that they, for a temporary time, sat upon. That is the solidity, not individuals, the chair itself. When we look at our church, again, there are some things that, and I, again, point finger at myself, first and foremost, I am impetuous. I have an unfortunate streak of spontaneity that runs in me, that when I hear something or see something or somebody tells me something, I immediately flip out, for lack of a better term. I ought not, because I ought to pay attention to the fact that it is our Lord Jesus Christ upon which we stand, and not any particular individual. But with this being said, I mean, there are some things that we should gain great comfort from. Because, I mean, we really have some instructions in this whole concept of rock. What is a rock? A rock is solid. And when our Lord uses this motif, he uses it in a sense of permanence. Our Lord, the eternal rock. Okay, nothing could ever happen. Again, any rock that sits on the Sea of Peter, which is a rock in itself, that sea is connected to our Lord Jesus Christ, but only our Lord Jesus Christ, why does he say the gates of hell will not prevail against him? Because it's sat on the rock that is eternal. He is the eternal rock. Our church has to be eternal. It's immutable. If it's the body of Christ, it's got to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if it's not, or it always is what we perceive it not to be, that's our problem, is the perception. It's like when you look at Scripture, you say, well, that's contradictory. No, it's not. There's nothing in Scripture that contradicts. It's inerrant and infallible. When it looks like it contradicts itself, guess whose shortcomings that is? Ours, not Scripture's. We're finite. We're limited in our understanding. But even in those limitations, we have to understand that there are litmus tests that see whether or not what is going on is seated firmly on the seat of Peter, that is seated firmly on the eternal rock, our Lord Jesus Christ. The catechisms that teach us our faith. Her catechisms must teach precisely the same doctrine. They must all agree. One catechism cannot contradict another one. And if that would ever happen, whatever is contradicting to the other catechisms is not Catholic. Catechisms are mutable. The Holy Spirit is not. So when the Holy Spirit speaks continuously and consistently through the majesty of the church, it's all going to be precisely the same catechism to catechism. There may be some developments of doctrine, but it will be a development. It will be an exposition on something that wasn't as clear before, and it's more cleared up. That's what development of doctrine is, not something new. Not the old catechism said this, but we say this, and it's different. That's not Catholic. We have to agree in the doctrine of the church. Be of one accord, as the scriptures say. Our Lord Jesus Christ did found his church, on the Sea of Peter. You are Peter, and on this rock, although my, we must all be in agreement. And this can be difficult at times. The Pope is the head of the church. Gates of hell will not prevail against it. It would be very easy to be a state of vacantist in our day. That means that there are a bunch of people out there, oh, there's no Pope, there hasn't been a Pope since whatever one that they choose. You know, the see has been vacant. No, it hasn't. It would be very easy if we could say, well, we don't have to listen to that guy. He's not the Pope. Yes, he is. And we do owe him the respect. But we do not want to have this view of the papacy that the Pope is some way a substitute for Jesus Christ. He's not. He's Jesus Christ's vicar. He must teach and say everything that our Lord Jesus Christ did. We know this from Scripture, because Peter, the first pope, the one who we revere tonight, while the Scriptures were still being written, St. Paul, he says, I had to condemn. That's the word he uses. I had to condemn Peter to his face. Peter wasn't living up to the position that he had. We don't look at an individual. Peter was fallible. I mean, he denied our Lord Jesus Christ. He was restored, but then he's still not perfect. Infallible, yes, in matters of faith and morals, but in his own life, he had problems, and he was rebuked, he was condemned by St. Paul for that. We don't look at human beings. St. Paul in Galatians says, if an angel from heaven would come down, and angels are a little bit higher than popes, if an angel from heaven would come down and give you a different gospel, and you accept it, be accursed, be damned to hell. This is what St. Paul says. Even if an angel gives a different gospel. The gospel, what is the gospel? Salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ and in Him alone. If anybody would contradict that, that's not the gospel. And I haven't seen an angel come down and say, but even if an angel, as St. Paul said, would do it, let it be accursed. Heresy cannot destroy the church. There have been a lot of heretics. Augustinian monk, Martin Luther, the heresy arc. Heresy cannot destroy the church. It can rip it apart, but it cannot destroy it. Why is that? It's because if you're a faithful Catholic, you can see heresy. You know what it is. Heresy is something that can immediately identify as not being Catholic. That's what makes it heresy. So as soon as you hear something that doesn't conform with what you have been taught, and you know, not because you think, but because you know that it's not what it's supposed to be, that's heresy, and it's not Catholic. So it doesn't matter who says it, no matter where it's written, it's not Catholic because it does not conform with what the deposit of the faith is presented to us. This is why Martin Luther the Heresiarch's endeavor to set up something new didn't work. Because truth is always truth. Truth can't change or it's not truth anymore. There is a commentator in the 19th century, I believe it was the 19th century, Frenchman named Bossuet. Bossuet, he wrote this. It's a very simple statement. Really drives home the point. He said, Protestantism, thou art changeable, therefore thou cannot be the truth. End quote. It's that simple. If you hear something and it's not the truth that's been handed down once for all with saints, it's not the truth. It's not Catholic. We can't fret over the condition of the church. Mother Church has stood for 2,000 years. You know the Holy Spirit's watching after her because in the 3rd century, she would have been bankrupt if it was a human institution. Okay? It would have ceased to exist. Out of all the troubles and the horrendous sin that has cropped up throughout time, the heresies that have cropped, Arianism, whatever. Maybe, like I said, they can rip the church asunder. They can rip tens of thousands, if not millions of souls out of the church. But the church still stands. And there's still people who want to... Saturday evening, I was sitting in the confessional getting ready to leave and somebody came in. The word of the Lord be in your heart and on your lips. You be where they... Anyway, I'm a Protestant. I said, I guess that doesn't apply to you then. And we sat in there and talked for half hour, 45 minutes. Because the Holy Spirit is moving this person. How many confirmations do we see happen around here? Who would think you'd have one during the year in current state of affairs? But it's like every year we do more and more confirmation. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit's drawing people into the Catholic Church for their soul's salvation. That's why. And they're cooperating with that grace. This church has stood for over 2,000 years and it will continue if the Lord should tarry for 2,000 more millennia. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. They said about our catechism, the teaching of any catechism must agree perfectly with the teachings of the oldest church fathers. It is that unchangeable. What they wrote, we can develop, but it's got to be exactly the same. The exclusive salvation in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. As soon as you hear somebody give you a bill of goods, oh, you know, these people might be okay. They don't have Jesus, but you know that God, you know, they're searching for in the righteousness of their heart. Wrong. Wrong. If they're going to get to heaven, it's going to be through Jesus Christ. No one comes to the Father but through Him. The services of the church, her rites, her masses, although there is a breadth and a depth of different rituals in the church. To be Catholic, they all must be substantially the same. The earliest church fathers, the language might be different, but they have come into the Syro-Malachar rite or the Latin, the traditional Latin mass, you know, Byzantine rite, everything. They would recognize it. It would be recognizable to them. If it's not recognizable to them, if they look around, what the heck are they doing? What's this going on? What's that going on? As soon as that happens, it's not Catholic. We need to appeal to the words of Scripture when we start to kind of lose it a little bit. I'm again, me speaking to myself here. We start to kind of drift off the mark and lose sight of the fact that we're seated on a rock. You got to remember Scripture verses where the Holy Spirit says things like He says through St. Paul in Ephesians 2:20. That this church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. That we cannot be like little children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, things that tickle the ears. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away from ears from the truth, and shall be turned to fables. But watch thou in all things, and endure afflictions. I mean, that's the one that speaks to us today. Right there. There is going to come a time. The Holy Spirit let us know. He let us know there's going to come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine. That sounds like he's speaking about most people. But thou, watch out for all things. Endure afflictions. It afflicts us when the majority of people around us aren't Catholic. It's not okay. It's not okay. Their souls are in danger because outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. That's a dogma of Catholic Church. And you can try all you want to explain that away, but it says what it says. Dogma don't change. There can't be a development of the doctrine with dogma. You can't say, oh, there's a Trinity. Well, we can't explain that, so you know, let's just deal with the one thing. No, can't happen. It can't happen with any dogma of the Church. It can't happen with the doctrine of the Church. We're on a rock. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.